Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
The right way. Rod Sweat.
A day in the life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond. 5512 Hole Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manila Blunden, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Von Lalor. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. How did stores and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacrosse.com. The house of Christian Lacrosse, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. Lacrosse, Gucci. Lacrosse. Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Side, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Vogue Sense, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure space, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girls, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a twist. 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
And now, put your hands together. On the
bass,
the real,
the real, wait, the
legendary,
what's going on, boys and queens? Yes, we are live, back on the air for another installment of the show, honey. And yes, I have been watching you girls in the chat room, honey, and I have seen that the girls have been talking about the madness and the chaos that happened, honey. And oh, don't you know that East Coast Mothers does have that motherfucking T-T-T? for you, and I'm going to spill it for you, and I'm going to give you all the 411 that happened, honey. But yes, we're definitely here live on the air on another installment of the show, where we will definitely be recapping the ball that happened this weekend in L.A., Virginia, and D.C., and all over the place. I have all the information, honey. My phones have been blowing up. The girls have been texting me the information from these functions, Miss Day, and I'm definitely going to spill the motherfucking tea for you. So, bitches, hold your horses, because I'm going to give it to you, bitch. But I'm waiting for the legendary icon, Andre Mizrahi, to definitely call in. He's definitely going to be calling in and everything. And, girls, don't forget, next week Wednesday, we will definitely be live on the air next week Wednesday, because next week Wednesday makes 2 years since I've been live on the air doing Tens or Chops, the show. Next week Wednesday makes 2 years, bitch. I've been here on the air giving you the gossip, giving you the dirt, giving you the tea, bitch, being the messy bitches that you know that I can motherfucking be, honey. But let's not waste no time. Let me go and let me go through my phone, honey, and send this number over to Switchboard, honey, to get my legendary co-host on, honey, the legendary father, Rodney Milan, on the airwaves, honey. Hold on. Let me get him in the building, honey. Let me get Rodney in the building. Honey. Hold on. We're getting Rodney on the phone line, guys. Hold on. We are here. Yes. Oh. He always talks about, I have been crazy about. Yeah. Hello. I don't know what's going on with Rodney. Where is Rodney at? Hold on. We have a caller. 224-766. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hi, this is your sister, Tayana.
Hey, Tayana, what's going on?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing much. I'm just sitting here chilling and relaxing, honey. I'm trying to see where Rodney is at. I'm going to try to get Rodney up here on this line, honey, so we can talk about the madness and the drama that happened last night in D.C. Hopefully we can get Marcus up on the line if he was in L.A., honey, to tell us what happened at the ball in L.A., honey. But I heard that the ball in L.A. was late, honey, so maybe Marcus will call in here and give us the tea on what happened at the function.
A lot of people. Wow.
Yeah. Honey, hold on. Let me call and see where's Rodney at, honey. I don't know where Rodney at, honey. I need to get Rodney up here on the line. It was so much chaos and drama last night in D.C. I was gagging, girl. Honey,
what
I was definitely gagging. Baby, I'm going to get into all of that, honey, but I want to get Rodney up here on the line before I get into all the drama that happened in D.C.
Oh. Did you hear about the drama that happened in St. Louis?
No. Baby, I know you're going to give me the tea, honey. I forgot all about St. Louis. Where's Rodney? Oh, I don't know where Rodney's at. Hold on. But before we get into the drama and the tea, let me get, Wait, what the fuck is going on with this shit tonight, honey? There's a lot going on tonight, honey. So hold on, girls. Be with me. Hold on. Hold on. Yes.
Hello?
Hold on. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Who's doing, Eddie? Who's doing? Wait. Close. Hold on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But, definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, Radio Land. Hope everybody's feeling great out there today. I just wanted to definitely call in because, as y'all know, we lost another, you know, perfect person in the world to me, Jermaine Mizrahi. We lost her like 2 or 3 days ago. And basically, I just wanted to share a little thought on basically how I feel about everything. You know, everything hits me when someone passes that's close to me, one. And she was definitely, you know, a friend, a complete friend before a house member because we were really, really friends. And it just makes you think, you know, cherish what you have because, and, you know, I say this over and over and over again to everybody because I do feel that you need to hear this. Cherish what you have because you never know what tomorrow holds. And, you know, just make sure you, you know, say you love everyone because you don't know basically when you're going to lose a friend, a lover, a sister, a brother, a mother, a cousin, whoever, you know. And, you know, this is still a celebration because we all have to go where Jermaine is at. You know, we hurt now because she's not a part of us and we can't talk to her and we can't, you know, say how we feel no more to her or breathe with her actually to see her or anything. So that's why we, you know, we grieving and we actually hurting. But at the end of the day, it's still a celebration because we all have to take the same road, you know. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody needs to make you to listen to yourself, one, and to know we all are here for a purpose. Now, it's hard to find out if we really know our purpose, but we all are on this earth for a purpose. Once your purpose is over with, God is going to call you. That's the point. We don't know, you know, when our purpose is up. But like I was saying on the show earlier, you don't know what tomorrow holds, period. So what I'm basically saying is no reason to bicker, is no reason to act like you have enemies, is no reason to sit here and fight because it could be your last fight, win or lose. You never know what tomorrow's holds. So try to be the best man that you are. It took me to be like 33 years old before I found out who Andre really was. I feel that Andre is here for a purpose. Andre is here to everybody is here to guide. Once you know who you are, you're here to guide others that's younger and to be the role model that you're supposed to be, period. Do that and be the man or woman that you are until it's time for you to celebrate your day and go up there, you know, with God. And I just wanted to leave that with everybody because, you know, I try to not think about Jermaine because I'm one of them that when I think, I hurt. And I try to not think about her unless I think about good things. But it's hard to not think about her because she's a part of us completely. But at the end of the day, just try to think good thoughts and pray and definitely pray for his family because you don't know what you lose until you lose a precious person in your family. And that goes to, you know, anybody that lost friends, family. You just never know what they're going through, period. And I was saying this too. I think every family has an angel and one angel in their family. And not saying it's God angel, it's just a word that I use, meaning every family has one person in their family that the whole family looks to for guidance or to look to help them maybe in financial way or physical way or mental way in some kind of way. It's only one. And to me, I felt that Jermaine was that one for his family, as well as I feel that I'm that one for my family, the way that I feel that Jack is that one for his or Kelly is that one for hers. You know, everyone has one family, and everyone in their family has one angel in their family that looks over the best way they can to help their family in the best way they can. And that's why I was like, everybody, please just pray. And prayer can take you everywhere you want to go. So just pray for Jermaine's family because I know his family is grieving. You know, if we're grieving, you know his family is grieving. And just like I said, I felt that he was the angel for his family. So I know it's just a lot going on right now. And as soon as we know everything about, you know, the funeral and the wait, as soon as I know anything, I would definitely make sure Kelly know and everybody else that wants to know to put it on the radio for everyone to come, because I know Jermaine was, you know, definitely a sweetheart, definitely a church person, because everybody knows Jermaine. They know him as Jermaine, they know him as Flatbush, and they know him as the name I gave him, First Corinthians. You know, you knew this was a child of God. You knew that before you even said Jermaine. So the bottom line is, I want everybody, if you can, come, you know, to his wake or whatever, and if you know his family, you know, give your condolences, and basically, and that goes for any death that comes our way completely, because you never know what tomorrow holds. You know, I can't stay on the phone because I have things to do, but I definitely want it to be one of the first voices that you hear to leave, you know, with good thoughts and guidance from this whole adventure, because this is just too much sometimes, and you never know what tomorrow holds. So I'm going to leave y'all with that, and I thank you, Kelly, and I thank everybody for listening, and good night. All right?
Yes, that was the legendary icon, Andre Mizrahi, honey. We'll be back after these commercial breaks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the 3rd annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Cyber, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Sense, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, figure, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Thug Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The 3rd annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix, sweetie.
La Croix.
La Croix, sweetie. La Croix.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers all right for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Should we finish off the beluga, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the beluga.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Fem Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen's Teen Realness, $100. Fem Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen's Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix. J'adore les yeux navillés, moi Gucci, Fendi et Prada, Valentino, Armani, tout. Mais I love them, Jimmy, too.
Yes, yes, we are back, honey. We are back from commercial break. Tayana, are you there with me, darling? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, honey. Well, yes, honey. Well, while we wait for Rodney, honey, because Rodney is still at work and he's in transition of making it home, once Rodney should be on about 12, and then we'll get to the madness from D.C. I don't want to give it to y'all all at once. So y'all girls going to have to wait for the tea from D.C. But Ayana, tell me about the ball in St. Louis, and I heard it was a TKO or something at the ball in St. Louis this weekend.
Oh yes,
I heard the children got knocked. I heard the children got knocked in St. Louis this weekend.
Yeah, it was Nico Combo. He had a really, really nice ball. You know, all the cash was given away. Congratulations to Kima, Mother Kima. That's right here for winning the $900 for Open to All Realness.
I know that's right. Working out, Mother Kima. Congratulations.
Me, myself, I won Legendary Realness for $200. Derek Kahn won his kind of executive realness for cash. I don't remember exactly how much it was. And congratulations to the House of Herrera for winning House with the Most Trophies for $1,000. So, let's get on to the madness.
Yeah, let's get to the madness, honey.
The Mizrahi and the, I don't want to mess up the house name, but Ante, he has a Midwest chapter. He's overall father of, I don't know if it's, I don't know the house name, but however, him and Father Mizrahi, Q Mizrahi, had a little altercation. They had words back and forth, and all I know is was a hand reached to Father Ante, and once it hit the face and grabbed the coat at the same time, he ripped his $900 DaVucci jacket. So I don't know if he wanted Kima to pay. I don't know if he wanted Kima to pay the $900 for that she just won for his jacket because he kept hollering that his jacket was $900, but the House of Ms. Rahi owns Ante $900.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So he wanted Kima to give him his 900 girls, let's say, and she won our 900 girls for the jacket?
He didn't care where it was coming from. He wanted his $900.
Oh. So then how did the children get knocked?
because of the altercation. I mean, that was the only altercation that was there, was them arguing over that. Other than that, the ball went well. We had the female figure stage. That was another high category. Michi Mizrahi. No, she brought it. A Scottish child female figure, the little white child, she was really, she really, really brought it. But, you know, unfortunately, she didn't win. What else? Another highlight. I'm trying to think of the highlights of the ball. Mother Skittles, Herrera, she really, you know, turned to female figure performance.
Rock Skittles, she got a win underneath her belt.
Yes, she did. She said she's ready for the rematch.
Ready for the rematch?
She's ready for the rematch. She said she wanna see y'all raise the money at the Midwest Awards Ball.
There is no rematch, honey. Honey, it's going to be a battle of the girls getting slayed.
You know, I don't have a problem with coming, you know, because my coins is long. Missy. I don't have a problem with coming to the Midwest Awards Ball and, you know, and making it hot and adding some more coins, you know, for that battle once again, Miss Thing. But this time I want Miss Skittle in a boot or a pump, not in a sock. I want the girls to vogue like ladies, Miss Thing. And if I add money this time, Miss Thing, I want a performance, Miss Thing. I want to see all five elements of Vogue.
No, that's right,
baby. And I don't have a problem, honey. And I even sent out applause to Ms. Marco, Miss Thing. Even though you're adding the category for Big Girl's Face for me and her, Miss Thing. If she wants to, Miss Thing, since she says she's going to get me, we can also add some money to that, Miss Thing, so I can pay for my gown and stuff back.
Oh,
honey.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Marco call in and accept that battle from you.
Yeah, so that we can make it hot, honey, baby. We can make it hot, honey. You know, I'm not a scared bitch, honey, bitch. You know, buddy. Yes. Honey.
Right.
But Mother Laomi is definitely ready at any given time, Miss Thing. So, hold on, Tayana. We got a caller. 9910333, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hey, Kelly, what's going on?
What's going on, darling? Who's this?
This is Jay Mizrahi from North Carolina.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Tayana, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jay.
It's so funny that you guys brought Skittles up because I was just watching the clip that Jack put on YouTube. And I definitely do agree with what Kelly says. I live for Skittles, but I'm actually gagging that she's a legend still, no shade. And I'm gagging that certain other female figures are not legend, but I guess it's all about who you know and how much you pay them to give girls their status these days. But I definitely do want to see Skittles bring it. You know, I think Laomi was actually playing around with her for that little $500. And I don't even think the judges should have took that much time to give the rightful winner their vote. So, you know, I just wanted to say that, and that's it. I just want to see Skittles really bring it. I don't even think the girls should have raised that much money to see these ladies perform. I think Laomi is in a whole nother bracket when it comes to Skittles, and I think there's plenty of other girls that need to get more life than she does, and that's just my personal opinion. I've watched Skittles from back when I first seen her at the Jasmine Couture Ball back in, like, 2006 when she got that, and I just don't see it. And that's just my personal opinion as a spectator. And that's all I wanted to say. And, Kelly, I love your show, and I love when Tayana comes on and updates the girls with the functions and stuff like that, and I just want to say keep up the good work.
Thank you, Tayana. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay. We have another caller. The next caller is 973-397. You're live one day on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? Let's try this one more time. 973-397. Live on the air on the recap show. Okay, you're gone, honey. So that was the only so that's all that happened. And so who won the house with the most points?
House with the most trophies was the was the House of Herrera.
Oh, I know that's right. Working on out Herrera. I know that's right. Randy, I need to find out what happened at the ball in L.A. I need to know if anybody was in L.A., can please tell me the tea that happened in L.A. Anybody went to the ball this weekend in Virginia, please feel free to call in and let me know what happened at the ball in Virginia. I need to know who won. Was it any matters or was it any dramas at the ball, honey? Nobody's giving me the tea, honey.
Hold on.
We have a caller, honey. Marcus and Scotta, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, darling?
What's going on?
What's going on? Was you in L.A. this weekend?
Yes.
How was the ball in L.A.?
Well, there were two balls. We'll start with the House of Con ball. I think it was a good attempt for whatever it was, but... You know, it just didn't work out. The ball was the table decorations were nice. For those who got the stuff on their table, you know, they had Patron and Sky Vodka. Our house didn't get anything on our table, but you know, the trophies were there. I guess the only thing that was missing was the people. The ball started at like 12:30. 12:30 really, and we were put out about like 2:10. So the ball was so we finished about six categories. Four of them were walked, and Stasha Garcon and her partner won grand prize, which was reduced from $3,000 to $1,000 because they weren't there when he called it the first time.
Oh, no. That was so fierce.
Yeah, especially since grand prize was called and no judges were sitting up there to judge. So I don't know how you call a grand prize and no one's up there to judge.
Oh, so he called grand prize and they didn't call judges out to judge and he had grand prize?
Right.
Oh, no. Cage Khan needs to call in here because how are you going to have a ball mistake and call grand prize and you don't even have no judges on the judges panel at this function? I think that was just so late.
But Sunday, Father D. Revlon and Father Ricky Escada had a mini ball that Sunday, and it was really, it was cute. The spirits were high. Malaya Ebony won grand prize in their performance. What else? It was that was kind of the highlight. They were really voguing. They didn't really, you know, it was cool. So, you know, it was what it was. Outside of that, everybody was disappointed because we paid $35 to get in. Their grand march was long.
Y'all paid $35 to get into the ball?
Yeah, the ball was $35.
$35? I'm really gagging. Oh, my God. Oh, no. That was a mess, and it was horrible, honey. Because the girls, I got texts that the ball was late, and then I heard that the ball was fabulous thing. Girl, only in L.A., only in L.A.
I know they told me the helicopters was here.
Yeah, after the ball, there was an altercation, a minor altercation. So, you know, I guess that's what they gave. They gave very set it off tees with the helicopters, you know, circling around into the cops camp.
So who got into altercation?
I don't know their names.
Oh, no, that's a mess. I'm really
there were a few altercations, you know, just a few arguments, but, you know, I think that, you know, people were more disappointed, so, you know, they were looking for some action to something to go down.
I'm gagging.
Bugging
cages defense,
everyone did. I mean,
to get into our function
right.
When it wasn't even that many girls in there. I'm really gagging, honey. Hold on, we have another caller. The next call I have on the recap show is 213-278. You're live on the air on the recap show. 213-278, you're live on the air on the recap show. I'm going to try this one more time. 213-278, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Maybe you'll call back in, honey.
Oh, I'm gagging. The girls really pulled that in L.A., $35 to get into our function, Miss Day. It wasn't even nobody there, Miss Day. And there wasn't no judges on the judges panel when they called grand prize, Miss Day. So they reduced the category down to $1,000. That is motherfucking capitulate with an L on his motherfucking chest for Cage Khan, honey. A fucking mess. A fucking mess. I'm gagging. And did $35? Oh, bitch.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say this, Kelly. Congratulations to the House of Miss Rahi for their second place. And, you know, a house with the most trophies because they lost that one category.
I know that's so funny.
So it was 8-7 that the Herrera was won by one trophy. So
by the Virgin Vogue.
The Virgin Vogue, I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, by the Virgin Vogue category. You know, our mother, I get the tea, honey.
Yeah.
I'm still gagging at this motherfucking at Miss Cage Khan. Miss Thing, I'm really gagging at her. Maybe only on East Coast mother Nicole Carlo definitely call in here, honey. We'll get her up here on this line, honey. Maybe she'll call in here, honey. I don't know what happened at the ball in Virginia. It was another ball this weekend in Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia. And I know all the girls from New York scattered on. The girls are scattered on down to VA this weekend, honey. So maybe the girls can call in and tell us what happened at the ball at VA this weekend. Now, hold on. Let me see what's going on. My phone is about to go off. I mean, maybe there's some tea coming through. Hold on. No. Honey, okay, no. Well, baby, when I tell you, baby, let me tell y'all something, okay? I had a hell of a fucking night last night, bitch. I waited for Rodney to get off of work, and Rodney's going to be calling in. I had a hell of a night last night, baby. From the madness, this was the worst Valentine's Day I had in motherfucking Valentine history, baby. Girls, it was horrible. It was a mess. It was crazy, honey. But before I get into the tea or what happened,
the function, I'm trying to wait for Rodney before I really get into all the tea. Because I could just tell you all the tea, but I don't know the children's names that was involved with the tea. And maybe Rodney knows the kid's name from D.C., the actual names that was involved in the tea. So when I give y'all the tea, y'all can, pit faces to the names and everything. I don't know their names, so that's why I'm trying to wait for Rodney before I give y'all the tea. Because I know everything that happened, bitch, but I don't know their names. But bitch, I want everybody that's on the phone lines, honey, you know, it is Valentine's Day, honey, so you're on the phone lines. I have all these girls on the phone lines, honey, and so if everybody that's on the phone lines, you know, if you want to come in, honey, and press 1, honey, and, you know, and give me your ballroom Valentine, honey, that you know, that you wish that could have been your Valentine's for today, honey. You don't have to give a name. You don't have to give your name. You can just feel free to just press 1 and say your ballroom crush or your ballroom Valentine that you wish would have been your Valentine's for today, honey. Feel free to press 1 at this time, honey, and I'm definitely taking callers, honey. And then I'm going to get into the madness as soon as Rodney gets home and he gets settled, honey. On the big brawl fight, honey, that happened in D.C. last night, Miss Thing, when the girls was just flipping over tables and all types of things. And it was a mess, girl. It was like 9 police cars outside the motherfucking ball, bitch. The sirens was on, bitch. It was crazy outside the fucking ball, bitch. It was a mess. It was really a mess, bitch, buddy. But I want to wish everybody that's on the phone line with me right now a happy Valentine's Day. And to all my callers that's on the phone lines that's listening, a happy Valentine's Day. To everybody that's in the chat room, a happy Valentine's Day, bitch. It was not happy for me, Tayana and Marcus. It was not happy, honey, baby. But I tell y'all, I got to D.C., honey, and I went to D.C. for the function, honey. And all of the madness that happened at the function, honey. And then after the function was over, I got back on the highway, honey. My car, my the accelerator on my car wouldn't sell, honey. And, bitch, and I had to do 30 on the highway from motherfucking D.C. back to New York, bitch. It was a mess. I left D.C. at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't make it to exit 11 on the motherfucking turnpike. It's a 9:30 this morning, bitch. And my car blew up on the highway and started smoking and everything, bitch. And I was gagging, bitch. I got no car, bitch. And I was just going through it. It was Valentine's Day. I didn't even get to spend Valentine's with my husband. My husband missed work. One of my kids missed his test this morning for school, bitch. It was just a mess, honey. I had to get towed off the turnpike, bitch. I had to get my car towed to my son's house, Miss Thing. It was just a mess. And now my car is out of commission, baby, and I don't have no vehicle, Miss Thing. And I do not like doing public transportation. And so I'm just gagging. And it's awards board weekend. And it's Allegria. And it's the Rumble, Miss Thing. All wrapped up into one, Miss Thing. And I have no mode of transportation to get around, bitch. So I am gagging.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's just been a mess, honey. It's been a Valentine's Day from hell. That's what I call today. It's a Valentine's Day from hell, bitch. I just got home. I literally just got in my house from my motherfucking son's house about an hour and a half ago. And I left my house yesterday morning at 11:30 in the morning to get to D.C., bitch, and it took me over 8 hours to get back from D.C., bitch. Oh, no, bitch, you talking about the Chinese bus? Ow! Girl, you gonna give me a rash on my motherfucking coochie, Miss Sang.
What's wrong with the Chinese bus?
I
had a lot wrong about that. What's wrong with that?
Oh, girl, baby, it's just a mess, Miss Thing, honey. It's a Chinese. I got on the Chinese bus one time, Miss Thing. It's a mess, Miss Thing. Bitch, it be stinking on the Chinese bus, Miss Thing, girl. And it's not for me, honey. But, yes, honey, what the fuck, honey? I did hear that, Miss Thing. I hear maybe a Blahnik representative could definitely call in here, Miss Thing. Some teachers came across my airwaves, honey, that the House of Blahnik, Miss Thing, is boycotting the New York City Awards Board this weekend, honey. Maybe a Blahnik representative could call in and tell us to E-my-E, Miss Thing, or what's going on with that. And I did hear that, Miss Thing, and somebody just IM'd me that, Miss Thing. What the fuck is going on with the Blahniks? Why are the Blahniks boycotting the Awards Board, honey? I don't know, honey. Yes, they said the Chinese bus is dirty, she is funky, honey, and she smells like ass, honey. Chinese ass, honey.
Diana,
yes,
no
they
air.
Say they
sometimes.
Boycott it.
Sometimes they don't even have air.
Baby, it'd be a mess, honey. It'd be a mess. Oh, shit, the girls in the chat room said it's only like 20 people in the House of Blahnik anyway. The girls in the chat room is a mess. But, honey, hopefully Rodney will text me, and, after I tell y'all to see, he'll call in and tell his name. So what happened last night, I went to D.C., and I got to D.C., and I got to give a big shout-out to the legendary father, Harold Balenciaga, for definitely coming home and, bitch, and finding a new venue in D.C. The venue that he found for the ball last night was definitely a fab venue. It was definitely cute. They said they wanted Jack there by 10 o'clock. We got there about 10:10, and we walked in the building. And I felt like a super knot with an S on my chest, Miss Thing, when I walked into the building, Miss Thing, because we walked into the building, Miss Thing, and it was crickets, Miss Thing. And I said to myself, ooh, Miss Thing, I should have kept my fat ass home in New York City, Miss Thing. I was gagging. But lo and behold, we sat around and waited for about an hour, Miss Thing, and then the girls started to fall up into motherfucking the venue, Miss Thing. They fell in. They started LSS, and I think LSS started about 12 o'clock, 12:30. They did the categories. They did a bunch of categories, realness. And I got to say congratulations to Father Rock Mizrahi for definitely winning Best Dress last night. I got to say congratulations to my son, Joel Mizrahi, for definitely winning Pretty Boy Realness. Definitely say congratulations to the Con Chow that won Thug Realness. Definitely a congratulations to Rodney Milan for definitely winning Executive Realness. And I don't know the child name. I don't know the Prodigy name, the Prodigy Boy name that, the Prodigy Boy that won Thug Realness. I don't know his name, but he definitely did win the cash overall, honey. So Yes, I gagged, waited 2 hours. Yes, I did gag. I definitely did gag, waited 2 hours for the ball to start. I felt so late, mistake. I don't like coming to places and mistake. And, boy, yes. Oh, Stephen Prodigy won Thug Realness. Yes, definitely a big shout-out to him. And he definitely did win the cash. Realness was a twist. Went to Balenciaga, I think it was. Won Realness with a twist last night. It was definitely cute. This thing, so then we're sitting there, and then they get to, Kamala Khan won Drag's runway last night. She definitely said Kamala, I live for Kamala and her effects and everything when she comes out, and she walks and definitely comes out and definitely walks and does the things that she does when she comes out and she walks. Definitely a key player when it comes to Drag's runway. And so then we get to female figure performance. I don't know why every time we get to female figure performance in a ballroom thing, it always causes some type of chaos and drama in the ball. I don't remember the child thing, but everybody says that I know the child, and they said she's from Chicago, and she used to walk Realness with a twist. I don't know if she's Puerto Rican or Chinese, but she's a little femme queen now, Miss Thing, and she's in the house of Chanel, and they said she used to walk Realness with a twist. I don't know if Tiana.
Malaya, I believe. I know her butch queen name. It was Run Run.
Yes. So, definitely, and she definitely came out, Miss Thing. And the child mistake, she votes mistake, but I definitely see the House of Chanel definitely needs to hold on to her mistake, because I heard the girls was talking while I was sitting on the judge panel mistake that the cons are trying to snatch her up and this person is trying to snatch her up and everything, but they better hold on to her. She is definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with, Miss Thing. She is definitely motherfucking real, Miss Thing. She definitely rose, Miss Thing. And I definitely see the potential of her evolving into being the next one in the next face diva, Miss Thing. And she's real out. So she came out, and it was her. It was her versus the cons, Miss Thing. And the category was female figure performance. Leave all the dramatics at home. All they wanted to see was soft and cunt for 25 girls. So she came out and the con children, and she was battling them, Miss Thing, and she was sending the cons down one by one. And so I don't know the young man's name in the House of Con. That's why I was trying to wait for Rodney, but he's still at work because he just texted me. And the young man from the House of Con said, oh, y'all letting her win over all the girls, Miss Thing, and she's not even voguing like that. But Miss Thing was pussy in a bottle. When I'm talking about pussy in a bottle, Miss Thing, I haven't seen a femme queen vogue pussy in a bottle like this girl vogue, Miss Thing, since Shania, Miss Thing. And that's what she was giving them, like pussy in a bottle, Miss Thing. And so the con child just got over it and said what he said. And so then Neil Chanel said, well, she is voguing, or whatever he said, bitch. And then from that bitch, it went to the motherfucking cars, storming the motherfucking judges panel, Miss Thing, Haru and I'm trying to break it up, Miss Thing, me running off the judges panel, Miss Thing, because I know how these car children get, they start throwing tables and chairs, Miss Thing, and you know all this plastic surgery, Miss Thing, I have to protect her. Baby, they threw the table over and flipped the table over and they tried to get to Neil Chanel, Miss Thing, and then Mother Star, Miss Thing, with her bandy cut tracksuit on and her ponytail, Miss Thing, was just all over the place, Miss Thing, looking like she was about to tear shit down, Miss Thing. She was outside, bitch, going crazy outside, Miss Thing. It was a madness. They were throwing the tables around, Miss Thing, and it was crazy, bitch. It was so much chaos up in there, Miss Thing. Only thing I know, the two cops walked up in the place, Miss Thing, and I get outside, Miss Thing, and it's just chaos, Miss Thing. The whole parking lot is full with, like, non-police cars, Miss Thing, and they, like, give me your cars, Miss Thing, and the lights, and they got batons out, and everything, and Mother Star still outside, Miss Thing, talking about she still want to fight and all type of things, and shit is right in front of the police, Miss Thing. It was a mess, and it was madness, bitch. I had to get up in my motherfucking car and get the fuck up out there, because I know how those bitches get. They start pulling out guns and bats and shit, bitch. And so, bitch, I got up in my car and I hit it, bitch. And it was just a madness and it was chaos, girl. But I don't know the children's names. But maybe Rodney will get up for work before we end the show. And he can give y'all the names of those children, mistake. But it was chaos and it was pandemonium up in that motherfucking building, bitch. It was a fucking mess, bitch. I gagged the way those motherfucker bitches launched those motherfucker tables. It was two long tables, bitch. And it wasn't like the motherfucking they took the tables and just flipped the tables over. It was two long tables. They opened the tables up from the middle and threw them to the side, bitch, and came, bitch. They came full motherfucking force, bitch. When I tell you, bitch, it was like, bitch, if they was trying to get, bitch, like they was trying to get to motherfucking, like if Bin Laden was sitting at the table, bitch, and they was trying to get to motherfucking, and they, and the U.S. Army was trying to get to motherfucking Bin Laden, bitch. That's what it felt like, bitch. The cons, bitch, when I tell you, baby, they was not playing, honey. But I got inside tea, Miss Thing, honey, that those girls in the House of Khan, they did that, Miss Thing, and embarrassed the name of the House of Khan. Y'all girls are going to motherfucking gag. Y'all going to weep with y'all motherfucking self. Because my inside source said he's not playing with you motherfucking girls, Miss Thing. So y'all bitches better hold y'all britches, bitch, because I know he got his tea, Miss Thing. And y'all gonna gag, Miss Thing. I got some other tea, Miss Thing, but I don't know if I want to spill it, Miss Thing. I don't know if I want to spill my other tea. But if my inside source is out there, if my inside source is out there and you're listening to the show, you know who you are, text my red phone and let me know if I can spill my tea, my piece of tea that I got, because, you know, girls have been replaced as overall mother, honey. They are no longer in the overall mother position anymore, Miss Thing. They have been given the boot, Miss Thing. They have been given the boot, honey. Oh, I don't know if I can spill the tea, so I'm waiting for my red phone to come. You know, my DC source from DC called me and text me on the red phone and let me know if I can spill the tea, Miss Thing. But the girls have been given the boot, Miss Thing. They are gone, Miss Thing. They are they're out of there, Miss Thing. Bitch, the tow truck came through, Miss Thing, and they picked a boot on her mouth, Miss Thing, and said, you are no longer overall Mother Khan. Your power is poof, be gone. Your magic is no longer worthy. Mm-mm. It was a mess. No, Sasha's not overall Mother. No, she's just, go ahead. Sasha's not overall Mother, honey. Sasha's just God Mother Khan, honey, bitch. Please, honey. Shelly, fill in the name of the good Midnight Gossip, bitch. Yes, honey. Oof, bitch. It's a mess, honey, bitch. It's a mess, Miss Thing. Y'all girls in the chat room, Miss Thing, girl. I don't know what y'all talking about, y'all girls in the chat room, honey. Well, bitch, the girls put it out in the chat room, Miss Thing. I ain't put it out, Miss Thing. But the girls put it out in the chat room. Yes, honey. Maybe we'll get her to call in and we can get an exclusive interview with her, Miss Thing.
Okay, well, since they put it out in the chat room and I'm not bad at computer
I'm about to put it out, Miss Thing. Well, maybe since the girls in the chat room, the girls in the chat room just put it out, maybe she'll call in, honey, and we can get an exclusive interview with her, Miss Thing, to feel how it is to be decrowned, Miss Thing. Shannon is no longer the overall mother of the House of Khan, Miss Thing.
Oh, wow. Marcus, did you know that?
The girl in the chat room put it out there, Miss Thing. But you know, I really never heard in my 15 years of ballroom of somebody being stripped of being overall mother, Miss Thing, and stuff. So maybe we get an exclusive interview with Shannon and see how she feels, Miss Thing, that she's no longer overall Mother Khan, Miss Thing. How does she feel about that? So all you girls that's out there, Miss Thing, that when we mention Shannon's name, Miss Thing, y'all definitely call her, Miss Thing, and y'all get her up here on this phone line. At this time, Miss Thing, please tell her we did mention her name of her being stripped of overall Mother Khan, Miss Thing, and we can get her up here and have an exclusive interview with her, Miss Thing. Because I want to know how
that's
she feels, Miss Thing.
That's why Alana, Mother Alana Khan was telling me that she was going to be overall Mother. Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh shit, man! Maybe we get an exclusive interview. Cause I know my good good girlfriend. I don't know if she's out there. She's out there and she's listening, mistake. But my girlfriend said she never signs into a contract, mistake. When the girls can get rid of her, mistake. She said her contract is golden, mistake. How you doing, bitch? But maybe we get an exclusive interview from Shannon, honey. I would love to have an exclusive one-on-one sit-down interview with her because I think this is the first time I heard about somebody being stripped of their mother, overall mother position in ball
business.
Well,
Kelly, that's not true, though.
What? What's not true?
Jason has stepped down. Jason got put out before.
Oh, Jason did. Oh, Jason did get put out. Oh, I forgot she got put out, mistake. But she wasn't really, you know, like, you know. Somebody worthy of, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, well, but, Shannon and Jason have, oh, well, hold on. I have a caller, honey. Hold on. Caller 917-652. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hi, Kelly. This is the legendary Jason Prodigy. What's up, Tayana? Hi, Nina.
Hey.
This is not Nina. It's Marcus. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Marcus. I was not put out the house of this guy that I left. I wanted to make that clarity. So I was not removed from my overall mother position, but I heard someone just say that, so I wanted to make sure that was clarified.
Okay, well, there you have it. He said he wasn't put out. Shannon's the first. Thank you, Jason, for definitely calling in.
No problem.
Okay. I love how on this motherfucking show, honey, you mentioned the girl's name, and as soon as you mentioned the girl's name, mistake, they are up here and they are on the air, mistake. I love it, mistake. I love every minute of it, mistake. Because, you know, it's a lot of girls, mistake, that goes around. It's a lot of girls that goes around and they read this show down, mistake. Oh, I will never listen to that show. That show is horrible. That show is late, mistake. But everybody be up on these motherfucking phone lines. These numbers on Monday night be so high, mistake. The girls be up here and they be listening, mistake. But I don't know why you girls are ashamed to say you listen to the show, mistake. If you listen to the show, mistake, you listen to the show, mistake. I love it. But maybe we get Shannon up here the same way they just mentioned Jason's name and Jason pressed one and he was on the phone line. Maybe we get the same thing with Shannon, mistake. Or maybe she's not doing any interviews, baby. Or maybe she, you know, maybe she's going to go to the other show. You know, the girls don't like coming on Jerry Springer to do their interviews. They like going over to Oprah. So maybe the girls will go over to Oprah and give an interview, mistake. And
well,
then I'll
Shannon
be
is working. Shannon is working right now. She's working right now. You know, Mariah's show was tonight, so, you know, she does assist Mariah, so that's going on right now. But I did text her. I will try to get her on.
Yes, we need to get her on, honey. We got 45 minutes, honey, and I would love to definitely get her on. But Tayana and Marcus, don't go no place, honey, because you know this show is not free, and I definitely do got to pay some bills.
Just do your best, darling. La croix, sweetie. La croix. La croix, sweetie. La croix.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers, all right, for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Can we finish off the blue, girl? Should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Or whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the blue. La croix, sweetie. La croix.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blunden, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen's Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian Lacroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. Lacroix, 3 feet. Lacroix.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Sideline, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen schoolboy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen pretty boy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen executive realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen plug realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Yes, we are definitely back and live on the air from our commercial breaks. And don't forget, coming your way, May 29th. In Washington, D.C., the legendary icon James Caan presents the cocktail ball, honey. Grand prize is as in house, $500. Mini grand prize, $250. Your commentator for the evening is the legendary icon Jack and Kool-Aid. Will be on the mics. The doors open up at 10 p.m. The ball starts at 11 o'clock. It's $30 all night long, $125 for a table. Commercial will definitely be coming really soon. And so all you girls that's out there, Miss Thang, and you definitely want to advertise your ball, or you want to advertise your ass, or you want to advertise whatever you want to advertise, Miss Thang, I definitely do advertising here on the show. You can definitely hit me up at legendarykellymissrahi@yahoo.com and send me all your information. And I have the legendary DJ, Vonna Law, make you a commercial. And it'll play up here on the air when I come up on the air, honey, because this show ain't free, bitches. So definitely do hit me up. Don't hit it up, honey. Don't hit it up. Don't fuck it up, honey. But, yes, we are back here in the building, honey. We are in the building. Honey, maybe some girls have pressed one in there. Somebody pressed one, but then they hung up. They said, so, baby, bitch. It's going to be a mess, baby. But the balls are definitely coming. The House of LaCroix ball is coming. The North Carolina Wars ball is coming up, Miss Thing. It's a lot of balls coming up, Miss Thing. And, bitch, when I tell you the month of March, it's ballroom madness for the month of March, Miss Thing. It's just crazy. Hold on. We have a call up. 917-693. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, caller? 917-693. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. Hello? Okay, honey. Well, I guess not, honey. Hold on, I have another caller. 301-379. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Good morning. This is the legend, Father Harold Balenciaga. I was calling in to follow up. I missed the first part of the show, and I was following up, Kelly, to see what you let them know transpired thus far last night.
Oh, no, I told them what happened at the function. I gave you big props for coming home from your college vacation, Miss Thing, and coming back into D.C. and finding a lovely venue, because the venue was definitely fab, honey. And I told them about the nasty brawl, but I didn't know the children's name that got into the brawl. So, but I did enjoy myself, and I had fun, honey. It was cute until the brawl happened, and I was just over it, Miss Thing, that I couldn't get to see all the Butch Queens Vogue and all the Sex Sirens walk Sex Sirens, because they was definitely in the back, and they was definitely waiting to come out for the motherfucking category.
Right, and it's unfortunate that things went the way they did. And the real sad thing was, I don't really think there was actually a fight. I didn't see anyone actually hit anyone. It just was such a ruckus and so many people, you know, jumping up to respond to the actions of what they saw or perceived to be going on.
Hold on, Harold. We about to get Rodney on the line. Hold on one moment. Let's get up for work. Hold on. We about to get Rodney up here.
Hello.
Hey, Rodney. Rodney is live on the air for everybody that's asking for Rodney. He is in the building. Go ahead, Harold, finish.
Right. So, I mean, basically, I mean, honestly, I didn't really see anyone hit anyone. I know that there was, you know, a lot of commotion, a lot of shouting, and, you know, it was just, you know, totally unruly. Steve Kahn, you know, definitely tried to calm things down, and, you know, when he said calm down, you know, the majority of the people that were coming to the stage had to step back, you know, but then, you know, you have individuals, you know, that disregard leadership, whether, you know, it's somebody that they should be respecting or not, and they carry on, and, you know, sometimes that just fuels things on. It's unfortunate because, you know, for the last few years, we've always had agencies that, you know, try to put money into the community, more so to get people to be aware of HIV and STDs and to take, you know, the necessary steps to protect themselves. And usually we have, you know, people like the GMHCs, the PLCCs, and those agencies like that, you know, do an event once a year. We have Us Helping Us as an event. That basically had decided to, you know, continuously throughout the year do things to not only help the D.C. scene, but, you know what I'm saying, to allow people to come from out of town and compete and have fun and, you know, earn money for what we're already doing. So, and then, the unfortunate thing is that, you know, there were directors there from the Department of Health that were looking to really, you know, fund some bigger grants to allow for a lot more to happen within the ballroom community. And for them to have to see, you know, people put on a public display like that is really disheartening. And you know, and I've talked to people, and, you know, people have said, oh, well, you know, I heard it was the Cons. No, it was not the Cons. It was not one, it was not an entire house. You know what I'm saying? It's particular individuals. And, you know, when people are trying to make a step to, you know, improve their image, it's so unfortunate that people take, you know, people disregard that. You know, at a ball, we're all going to have comments that are going to be saying, you know, there's no need to try to feel like you have to respond to everything. You know, initially, I try to control who sits on the panel. My judge for the evening from the House of Commons, Charles, he went to the bathroom. And, you know, when I saw that the panel had kind of shifted from people going to the bathroom and this and that, whatever, you know, I was going to change the panel for the next category, which was Sex Siren, the grand prize, and all the remaining categories. We had, you know, the grand prize categories coming up. We had, you know, the team runway. We had, you know, Vogue Sim. So, I mean, the ball was already hot, and then the hot categories were still to come. But I did speak with, like, you know, the director of Us Helping Us, and they actually have already gotten a tape of the function. And, you know, they don't have a problem with continuing to do things because this could happen anywhere. Not only a ball, it could be, you know, a public event. But what they have been adamant about is they will not fund any balls or award any cash prizes at balls where, you know, particular individuals, they're going to go through the DVD that they have and the particular individuals that they feel were creating the ruckus, they're just not going to allow them in anything that they sign a contract on. And, you know, and that's what it has to take in the ballroom scene. I think the Baltimore Coalition, you know, has done that when people, you know, start creating ruckus and fights and stuff. You know, I know that they're issuing bans on people, you know, the first time offense, I think, is 6 months. And then from there, you know, they're just not letting people in. It's not that serious. No one needs a $30. And this is a free ball. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that serious. People don't think of the fact of the matter. When you look at, you know, the people that were in there, you know, you have, you know, a person like yourself, Kelly, you traveled all the way from New York. Of course, Jack was working. But, you know, all y'all came down with him from New York. You have people like KB Ebony that came from Houston. You got Diesel Milan from, you know, from Atlanta. You know, you got Joel, you know, 007. You know, he lives, you know, in the Midwest. You know, you have so many people from so many different areas. Beyond that, you have locals, you know, that work, that are out at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, to support the scene, and they could be home asleep. So, you know, it's unfortunate that really you and I hate to go on and on, but, you know, when people hear that very, you know, Us Helping Us has, you know, banned particular people, or that, you know, Harold says, you know, these people aren't coming, I don't want to hear it because, you know, this was a free ball. But, you know, the next ball, you know, if people don't look at it like this, the next ball that, you know, I may have or James may have or Rodney may have or whoever in the D.C. area, if a person feels like they're not going and then, you know, the individuals are putting out, you know, the money and then, you know, to secure the venues and stuff like that. And like you said, Kelly, that's a nice place. You know what I'm saying? There could have been any kind of damage up in there. You know what I'm saying? And who wants to be responsible for, you know, having to pay for that? So, I mean, I just want to kind of say I don't really think anybody got hit or anything like that. You know, it was unruly. It was unnecessary. But, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've talked to several people, you know, in regard to their actions. Other individuals, you know, I mean, I don't really have anything to say because I told people when I first started this series that, you know, all of that drama, you know, It's not even welcome there. So, you know, I just wanted to add that, you know, and I'll be on the air. I also want to give a shout out to Jason, who was there. Happy birthday, Jason. Jason turns 35 today, so let's all wish him happy birthday.
Okay, thank you, Harold, for definitely calling in, honey. But stay right there with us, Harold. You ain't got to go nowhere. Hold on, let me take these callers, and then we're going to go enter out of the legendary Father Rodney Law. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm pretty good. I'm just calling to give a brief statement about Mother Shannon Khan.
Yeah.
Mother Shannon Khan is no longer going to be Mother Shannon Khan overall. She's going to be coming out at the awards ball as Mother Mugler overall.
Oh, okay. Work it out.
All right, I just wanted to give you guys the little information. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. The next call I have is 910-333. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hey, Kelly, it's Jay again. I was just listening to what Roddy was saying about what happened at the function. And
what Harold was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harold. I'm sorry. I thought it was Roddy. I apologize. Sorry. I just wanted to say that what he said was, it really touched me because I'm from Boston, and we try to throw a lot of functions in Boston, and a lot of people, like even my real parents, don't support the ballroom scene because of things like that, because of the fights and, you know, the drugs and stuff like that. And it's just, it's really fucked up because it gives people a bad perception of what the ballroom scene really stands for. And people forget that it's about the unity, it's all about competition and having a little fun and just, you know, a place for people to get together and for us to do what we do. You know what I mean? And it just really, really touched me. And I just want to say that that just really sucks. You know what I mean? And I hope that those people that witnessed what happened, you know, doesn't, you know, take that as the overall, like, you know, meaning of what the ballroom scene is really about. Because not all the balls, not at all balls shit happens like that. You know what I mean? It's just, usually it's because of people, because of the drugs and where people's head are at the moment and stuff like that. But I just think that that was really tired. I actually heard about it on Walk to Me and stuff like that. And I can honestly say that's a lot of the reason why I don't attend certain functions, because I hate paying my money, and the ball was free, but I hate paying my money for these functions and, like, getting my outfits together and stuff like that. And then the functions never end because there's a fight or there's beef or whatever the case may be. So that's all I want to say.
Okay, thank you for definitely calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Rodney, your opinion on everything that happened, Rodney?
I just heard, like, the tail end of everything.
Oh, I told everybody what happened at the function, honey.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about...
I didn't even know anybody's names or anything.
Well, I did at first say I was going to, you know, call names and do different stuff like that. But after speaking to a few individuals, I decided to just, you know, chastise them in awe without revealing names and different things like that. Like Harold said, you know, a lot of people were there, a lot of tension was in the air and different stuff like that over something petty. But I will say this. When people are being apologetic for something, that you say you're apologizing for someone else, but when in actuality you were the main culprit, I take your apology and throw it in the trash because it means nothing, because you were the one that were actually, you know, agitating the stuff and but you want to tell me that you're apologizing on behalf of your kids and your house, but you are the person that were doing it. So if they're listening, which I'm sure they are, and he knows who he is, that, you know, that's late. That's late to me. It's not sincere at all. So you could have saved all those words that you typed.
Oh, I know that's right. Hold on, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live with me on the Recap Show.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I like to agree with what Harold and Ronnie, and they need to boycott these people. Just don't let them in the next ball. Even if the ball was free, people still paid for their outfits, for their tickets, and the whole nine. So don't let them in the ball. Just keep, if you take the bad apples out the barrel, then the rest of the apples will stay good. And that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Hey, Lisa,
hey,
how we do?
Hi, babies.
Really? Well, the ball wasn't free for me, honey. Rodney, I didn't text you back, Rodney, because I just walked through the door about 3 hours ago. The ball wasn't free for me, baby. The ball cost me, motherfucker. The ball's about to cost me $3,500 to get a new motherfucking engine for my car. So it wasn't free for me.
Kelly.
Yes.
Can I give a list of the winners who won? Just, you know, look.
Yes, because I gave a list of some of them, but I didn't know everybody's name.
Oh, okay. Well, Best Dress was won, of course, by Rock Mizrahi. He battled Father Clarence Starr. They both looked really good. We had Virgin Sex Siren, which was walked by the House of Omni, who is establishing a presence in the D.C. area. Father Eli Omni was one of the people that won, and there was another Omni person. I don't know their name. Butch Realness was won by Butch Realness first trans man, Realness two trophies. Sean Khan won that. Female figure runway was Kamora Khan. Butch Queen Owe was Johnny Revlon. Schoolboy was won by KB Ebony. Rodney won Executive Realness. Rodney won Father Rodney Malone. Joel Mizrahi won Pretty Boy Realness. Steph Prodigy won Thug Realness and won Realness overall for the cash. And female singer performance, the Chanel girl, if I'm correct, I don't think she had any other battles left after that when the chaos broke out.
She had one more battle that she definitely was going to win. She was a favorite of the night.
Yeah, I mean she really did her thing, and to see her transition, I don't even know her name at this point, so I'm not going to even go through. But to see her transition from her days of On the Other Side, it's truly phenomenal. It was just a gaggle for me, and you know she definitely probably going to be one of the future ladies of the scene to be known,
Malaya,
you know, as Malaya. Okay, Malaya Chanel. And she definitely will be one of the ladies that will be reckoned with for performance and definitely for realness and wherever else she attempts to go.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Maybe I fucking gagged last night.
Yeah, I'm so over because I know there were at least like seven sex sirens waiting to walk the grand prize, which was $500. You know, you had all the Vogue Sims. I mean, I guess now it's no secret. We can say who the sex sirens were that were going to walk. I mean, I know it was Martin and Anthony Aga. I know Diesel and Antoine Milan. There were two prodigies. I don't know their names. I think Disney Ebony was going to walk. Joel.
Malaysia.
Say what?
Oh.
What did you say?
Joel Balenciaga.
Joel Balenciaga.
Work, Joel.
Hey, you're trying it, Kelly.
That's how you know Tayana.
That's Tayana.
Oh, that's Tayana?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that's Tayana.
Just left it.
Yeah, you do that.
So did anyone talk about the ball on Friday, Derek Chanel's ball?
No, yeah, but what happened with what happened with all that, Rodney?
Yeah, because we didn't get to see nobody called in and talked about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to Derek Chanel's ball. It was definitely a nice crowd. People were definitely in the building, the Chanels, Shay Shay and Clayton and Neil. They came up from Atlanta. Tony Revlon was there. Bam Ebony. Earl Mizza. Susan Mizza. Who else was?
James Caan.
James was there. Byron came with me as well. People were definitely, North Carolina was definitely in the building. Terrell Ebony. And Lawrence and everybody just came. It was very nice. It was very very well attended. The setup I didn't particularly care for. If I give my pluses, I'm going to give my minuses. It was a quench thirst issue there. No drinks or anything like that. No liquor, of course, but that was okay. But there wasn't any like water or anything like that. It was for the people that bought tables. It was some Capri Suns on the table. And
$2 for $5.
Say it again.
$2 for $5 at the supermarket.
Okay. And the judges panel was, you know, maybe had like 3 or 4 Capri Suns on it as well. But then close to the end of the ball, he did bring us a round of sodas. So, you know, he did, you know, do what he could do to accompany us for that. And I will say this about me, because they hate me one day, they love me the next day. But as far as judging and walking, if I'm at a ball and if we have put that forth, and that's been a strong statement that has been going on since the rule or whatever you want to call it came out, if you're walking the ball and I am there, you will not be able to judge. But I will be respectful to the person throwing the ball. I will ask them how they doing it, because sometimes people are coming to the ball and they was planning on walking, but you ask them because you see that name and they represent their house that they want them to judge. So I don't want to be totally disrespectful to seem like I'm taking over someone's ball. But it was an instance when Tony, Father Mizrahi, where Earl was the original judge, Tony had walked, and so Earl needed to go to the bathroom. So then Tony came up, and as he was getting ready to vote, when I saw him, looked over, I was like, no, he just walked. So I said, stop. Before y'all start voting, Tony can't vote. He just walked. So it was like, you know, hopefully it wasn't thinking that's a disrespectful thing, but, you know, Tony and James and everybody was up on the panel. We saw it. Well, I spoke on it. And, you know, so it's like, well, he had to go to the bathroom. If you're going to the bathroom and you are that judge, and you should have a respectful, respected judge that can take your place, or it's other houses that are not on the panel at that time that you should have to relinquish that spot while that person is going to the bathroom. And I've done that in the Midwest. I've done it in the South. I've done it in the North. I've done it everywhere because everybody know I go to a lot of balls. So it's going to take place.
Okay, hold on, Roddy. We got a bunch of callers. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air of the recap show. Hello?
Yeah, Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible tells me so.
Kayana.
Yes, I'm here. The next call I have is
Kayana was cold.
That was who?
Toe.
Oh, wow. Juan, you're live on the air on the recap show. 404-671, you're live on the air on the recap show. Let's try this one more time. 404-671, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Sharon Clown will be coming out as Mother Leviticus.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you, caller.
Work
okay,
Jonathan.
back to us. Honey. These girls
oh,
are the
wow.
Kiki, and they are a mess, honey. Baby, it's a real mess.
Susan, I see you in the chat room. Hello, I love you too. And also, when are you going to send me those pictures that you took at the ball? Thank you.
Okay, hold on. We have this caller again. 404-671.
Hello,
on the air.
Hello.
Yes, I can.
What's up, y'all?
Hey. What's going on? Who is this?
What's up? This Jay Mizza.
Okay.
I heard the blonde. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard the Blondies was trying to call in, but y'all wasn't letting them in. I got a couple of them over my house, and they're trying to speak their mind.
Okay, well, tell them to call in, baby. They don't want to call in, honey. The
baby, they've been
open,
trying
honey.
To call in, but y'all trying to gangster. Let them speak their mind. They got to say something.
Tell them to
baby,
put them on your phone, Jay.
Oh, and Shannon is not about to be over our mother. Nobody's
show.
More good.
Ain't no blondes calling here to this show. Now you hang up the phone and you let the blondes call it for themselves.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
That ain't no Jay Prodigy, y'all. I mean,
no, he
Mizza.
Said Jay Mizza.
That ain't Jay Mizza.
Trust me, I know he ain't, bitch. Play big guard. Don't play with me, Queens. I'm having a long motherfucking day, bitch. It's been a hard ass motherfucking day, bitch. And I've been stuck on the motherfucking holiday for 6.5 hours trying to get from motherfucking D.C. with a 3.5 hour motherfucking trick. My motherfucking engine blew out to my fucking car, bitch. Please, don't play with me tonight, fellas.
Oh,
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I'm just calling about my Valentine's Day. I just want to say it was so horrible because actually I kind of stole all the coins and I couldn't buy my boyfriend shit.
I'm gonna fuck you girls up, Michelle. You girls are bad tonight, Michelle.
You asked them to call in, girl. They calling in.
I'm the caller for definitely calling in. I mean, the next caller we have on the line, hold on. The next caller I have on the line is 678-428. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
yeah, Camaro, what's going on? Blonick on the phone, Blonick on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for putting me in. Rodney, I sent you a text telling you we was on the phone.
I was on the phone at that time.
Okay, well, let's get straight down to the nitty-gritty, honey, okay? Because I know what you called it in here for, because somebody IM'd me and said that the Blondies are boycotting the awards for this weekend. What's the tea, legendary father, Camaro Blondick?
Let's get straight. We're not boycotting. However, that is true. That I am not going. Just the key. I'm going to give you short and sweet because I know we don't have that much time on the radio. But
you got 12 minutes.
There was a, but I don't have that much. I got something else to be doing tonight on Valentine's Day. But the thing about...
that was yesterday.
Well, it's not done yet. Andre and Father Jay actually did have a conversation. And he explained to Andre the reasons why we would not be attending the ball, and part of those reasons had to deal with some disrespect that has been done not only in the past but in the near future. I mean, in the recent past. So this does not mean, you know what I'm saying, we won't ever attend anything that Andre does or anything like that. However, we are a very family-oriented house, and we support one another, and we're just not going to take our money to anybody's function who doesn't give us respect. And that's just where we're at with that. We're in the new year, 2011, and, you know, most everybody knows me. I go to pretty much everybody's ball. I travel everywhere. So I support, and, you know, we just want support back. So that's where we're at with that.
Okay, but I don't understand what disrespect. I don't understand. Please elaborate, Camaro. I may have to get some extra time for this topic.
Now that you beat around the bush, can you go ahead and just dig everything up?
Well, there's no need to get an extra hour because I ain't going to be on the phone that long. But I just basically wanted to, you know what I'm saying, like I said, everybody kept calling me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, call in, and you know what I'm saying? And I didn't hear the beginning part of the show, so I don't know what was said. But,
Nothing was said. What was said was somebody IM'd me and said, oh, do you know that the Blondies is boycotting the awards ball this weekend? And then somebody in the chat room put, oh, well, it's only 20 Blondies anyway. Who gives a fuck? And I repeated what they said.
And that's what was said. So whoever misconstrued the conversation that I said in the IMs that came across my airwaves, slightly mistaken what I said and took it to yourself and to Jay, because I got a text from Jay on the red phone and asked me, do he need to talk to me about anything? And I want to know, like, these are what people are saying. I never heard anything about this or this conversation or anything.
Well, like I said, I didn't hear anything. People just kept telling me to call in. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm not saying you read us or you personally read us or anything like that. You know, me and you have a good relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's not an issue. But, like I said, you know, one of the things with support as well, you already know, Kelly, you know, you were at the Blinding Ball, you know what I'm saying, as well. We know you support us. We were at the Candyland Ball. We were at the Ms. Right First. We support. We just want support back, and we want respect. And I'm not gonna labor a point, and I'm not, you know.
Well, don't come on the line, honey. I have somebody that wants to come on the line and wants to speak. Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome to the show for the third time in Blog Talk history, the legendary icon, Jack Mizrahi.
Hi, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Jack.
What's going on, Jack?
Just recovered from the long trip we had and this adventure. Myself, Kelly, and the kids had yesterday and today going to D.C. for the Harold's Ball. But I hear there's so much controversy and there's some confusion about, you know, houses, about the Blinics not coming to the awards ball. Listen, I just want everybody to know, every year, I work so hard to make this awards ball happen for 18 years. And that is something that I take so much pride into completing and into doing. I put a lot of stake for the awards ball that most people don't even think about putting together in one of their own balls, you know. And so it's an important thing to me. All houses are welcome. But, you know, the awards ball is an institution. It's a staple of this community for 18 years. And it's going to happen regardless who comes and who does it. I don't know what the gripe is of the House of Blahnik or the leaders of Blahnik against us this week. Nor am I willing to try to get involved with it and wonder what they're talking about. I welcome anyone who wants to come and have a great time and have a ball and to see all the people who deserve receive the accolades that they deserve that they worked hard for this year. And those that don't want to come, then so be it, because the ball will still happen. I don't know what they're mad about this week again, like I said. But remember, the House of Mizrahi is also a large house. We're a legendary house. And what goes around, comes around. They may not be having a house ball this year, but they will be doing something that they'd like our participation. So if they decide not to show up, that's fine. We can go back and forth, and we won't show up to theirs, and they won't show up to us. And I'm sure both of us will still remain at the top of the chains that we're both accustomed to. But at the end of the day, I work hard to put this together for those that want to come. And those that don't want to come, well, you can read about it on Walk For Me, and they can hear about it on Blog Talk the next day.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that statement, Jack. Again, you know, I don't have any ill feelings toward anyone, but like I said, you know, that's our stance.
That's so fine. I think you guys, you know, Camaro, you guys have, and this, I've been meaning to tell you this for the longest, you guys have taken this crybaby attitude towards everything. I don't know where this thing has come from. And I don't know what it is that you guys are complaining about. But in my observations of you as a leader in your houses in general, especially the Atlanta branch, I can say, there's always this kind of like, oh, let me point this out. Let me call this out. Nobody's being unjust or disrespectful to anybody, to any house. You know, we haven't done anything like that. We've asked you, we've sent out your nomination sheets just like we've done to all the other houses. You've asked for a table, we've saved you on. So I don't know what your gripe is. But like I said, this coming on and being trying to be political to try to make it seem like you guys got your heads on straight and somebody's offended you. Again, if that was the problem, then you would call and directly speak to a leader, myself or Andre. And if you have, again, I don't know, but I know I never got a phone call from you guys. And again, if you guys don't show up...
Like I said,
listen, it's great. Camaro. I've been doing this before you. Before you even came to the scene, before we even know what a Corvette was, before we know what a Corvette was, the house, the awards ball has been thriving and strong. The awards ball has been thriving and it's been strong. It's going to be fine without your presence or without the rest of the Blondies. Just like any other event, just like any other event that I throw or Andre throw, will thrive with or without your participation. It's that simple.
Because then I'm going to talk, and then we're going to go from there.
Oh, no, actually, I am really through. Actually, I am really through. I'm going to the Ebony Ball. I'm going to the Ebony Ball right now. I just wanted to call to let that off my chest. You have the rest of the show. You have the rest of the week. You have the rest of the month. You can have the rest of the year to put how you feel, but this is how I feel. Take your crybaby attitude. Take all your gripes. Take your this wanting to be a grand leader, this need to be a need to be on the great stage. No. I'm just letting you know how I feel. You had all the time to speak till I came up.
Tell me about griping and complaining, but I put my money where my mouth is.
Well, that is your money. Exactly. That is your money, and you can put it where your mouth is. Have a great one. I'll see you when I see you.
To give Andre $200 for the New York Awards Ball. So don't come in here acting like we're just trying to make something up.
I'll see you when I see. But see, that's you. I don't know about the other leaders, but from my own experiences with you, you make a mountain out of a molehill. Please, put your money where your mouth is and show me the action on the floor. Not when it's complaining, not when it's pointing out rules. Direct all your energy into actually putting the action on the floor. Thank you. It's a group of you guys that just came out. It's a group of you guys that just came out and feel that we owe you things. It's a group of you new kids that just came out that feel that we owe you anything. We don't owe you anything.
Yes,
but your category is an isolated category. It's not an. It's not something that makes the ballroom spin. It's like, yeah, that's fine. You don't have to come. Even if you were on the guest list, I wouldn't want you there. It's not about your money. It's about the prestige of my event. When you can compare, when you can put your resume next to mine, then I'll owe you an explanation.
Put it right back in my hand. That would do me just fine.
Well, you.
Some of the people who are trying to act like they really do support, the Blondie's $200 was already.
Well, like I said, we can send it back to you with interest. Tables are paid. Your tips are coming in. Tickets are bought. Hotel rooms are booked. If you don't want to come, you do not have to.
That's fine by me.
Have a great one. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you for Sneaker vs. Sneaker in the future. Have a great night. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. That's fine, baby. Nobody's comparing money. I'm just telling you, you can take your life and you can. I'm just telling you, as a leader, I wish you would put your money where your mouth is and put the action on the floor and not into this whole, you know, espionage tactic that you have. I think, you know, it's like really, like, get with it. That's it. It's done. That's it. That's it.
Okay. Like I said, you know what? I'm done with that.
That's it.
You'll be just fine to actually give us our money back with interest, and we'll go on.
Your money will be refunded to you. We don't have to chip you. The money you can go to Andre's house and get it right now. If that is the case, you can get it in all dollar bills. You can get it in quarters, and you can have it in dimes. You can have it however you want it. You can take it in pennies. We can have it however you need it. You can drive your Corvette straight to Andre's and pick it up. Help yourself. Help yourself. At the end of the day, February 19th, the Ballroom World will be in New York City at the Lab. That's it.
That's fine.
That's it.
I didn't say for anybody to stop it. It doesn't make a difference. I won't be.
There's no way you could do that. You have no absolute power. Don't believe your hype. The only thing you could do is keep your 16 members with you and don't come. That's the only thing you could do. And I'm sorry for all the blogs that would like to come. It's not personal, but I do know a kind of person that you are. I do kind of get it after seeing you for these last couple of years, and I get it. And I do. It's simple as that. I don't normally call on him for that, but that's your feelings. That's your attitude.
Your opinion of me makes me...
You're the capital... No, see, I haven't given you my opinion yet. I haven't really given you my opinion yet. Don't force my opinion of you. Do not force my opinion of you. You don't want that. Okay? You don't want that. Don't force my opinion of you.
That's what you don't understand. I don't care what you...
Don't make me generalize you. Do not do that. You do. You do. It doesn't matter. It's invalid. You could never compare your value to the scene to mine. Is never comparable. So your opinion is negative. Yeah, no, but see, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the ballroom. We're talking about the awards ball. We're talking about balls. We're not talking about whatever you do in your private life. We're not talking about that. Who cares? And I'm pretty sure my resume can backslap yours 8 times in a row with no problem. I'm positive of that.
Yeah.
I'm positive of that. We can measure it and I can show you. The dick might be bigger, but my resume is hotter. Trust me. You will never get this experience. Listen, arguing with you is like going in a pumpkin patch and looking for peaches. It makes no sense.
You know what? I'm done with this. Kelly, I'm done. This is
good night. I'll see you in Atlanta shortly or North Carolina. Have a great one.
You feel more confident in this format, obviously. This isn't a radio show that I own, but I'm done with this. Kelly, you guys can hang me up if you want to.
Good night.
You know,
that's it.
I'm done. And I drink and meet me tomorrow and give me the
pennies, quarters, dimes, nickels, however you want it, it'll be returned. Good night.
Dollar bills like $20 bills like $200.
We'll give it to you. Pennies, dimes, nickels, you'll get it back. Good night.
Okay. As long as I get it back.
You'll have it back. We don't want you hurt over your $200 tax refund. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That's it.
So anyway, guys, I'm about to go to Michael Hayes Ebony's ball. Just real quick down the block.
It was canceled. They said they'll see us Friday at the Globe.
Oh, God, my God. You know what? It's so funny. Now, I want to say thank you again for a crazy night. We had fun in D.C. for the brief moment, and our adventure today was amazing. And good, I can get some rest and put all my energy back into what needs to be done for this week's function. And to everybody else, please come out. Have a great time. There's going to be trophies. It's going to be a great weekend in New York City. We're going to Allegria right after the awards ball and then the Rumble. And so that's just what we're going to do in New York this weekend. So I hope you guys please make it safely. Be careful. Love one another, and practice safe sex. See you soon. All right. Love you.
Everybody for calling in. Everybody on the phone lines, you know, your girls is not going to be able to hear this. The last 2 minutes of the show that just happened this day, but y'all can definitely hear everything else that happened when y'all go back to review the icons this day. But everybody that's on the phone lines could have still heard everything that was going on and everything that was just happening on the show. But if you try to go and let where your girlfriend's hearing, it's not going to be in the icon because the show was over 3 minutes ago. But everybody that's on the phone lines in the chat room still heard everything that was going on, so you was on the phone lines. I definitely do want to thank Tayana for definitely being a part of the show with me tonight. I definitely want to thank Havel for definitely calling in. I definitely want to thank Marcus and Scott for calling in. I definitely will thank Camaro for calling in, definitely Jack. And I definitely want to give a big shout-out to my legendary co-host that's here with me every motherfucking Monday night, honey. And if I'm not in a brawl, he has all the motherfucking teeth for the brawl, baby. And he has it, and it's on motherfucking point. The legendary father, Rodney Milan. And like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Miss Thing, whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I will be back here tomorrow night live on the air doing What the Fuck Tuesdays, a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays. And then next week, Wednesday, we will be on next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week, because next week, Wednesday, is our 2-year anniversary show. So, girls, definitely tune in, because it's definitely going to be hot, and we're definitely going to have some motherfucking fun. And if you want to advertise anything on this show, please definitely do hit me up at LegendaryMotherKellyMizrahi @yahoo.com, and we will definitely get it popping. Good night. Good night.
Good night.